In the Northern Territory, there are an estimated 100,000 saltwater crocodiles lurking in the region's waterways. Every year, rangers remove about 300 of the salties from Darwin Harbour and other top-end waterholes. But there's something else that can be done to make sure people and the dangerous reptiles don't mix. It's a test that can detect the presence of crocs in the water. Jono Gibson reports.
It's a regular routine for these crocodile rangers.
The cable ties go over both jaws behind this rope so it doesn't slip forward.
Each week, Stuart Whirl and Ian Hunt are checking traps on Darwin Harbour. Today they've come across a large croc. They secure its jaws with cable ties and ropes, open one end of the enclosure and give the reptile a little nudge.
Go on, buddy. There you go.
Moments later, they're hauling the salty onto the boat before Ian Hunt straps down its jaw and legs with gaffer tape.
So he's pretty much 302, so 3 metres. So yeah, 3 metre male crocodile in the harbour. That's pretty normal for what we do every day, is to get animals like this out of the harbour.
With one croc safe and secure on the boat, it's time to rebait other traps around the harbour.
So we use feral pig, cut up to about 2 kilo block, and then we bait the trap with that. It's just a simple trigger mechanism. Once a croc takes the bait, the door falls down and the animal can't get out once that's happened.
It's a tried and true method that reels in around 300 crocodiles a year. But baited traps are not the only method. Spotlighting at night is also used at popular waterholes before giving the all-clear to swimmers. Now, scientists at Charles Darwin University have come up with another idea.
The purpose of the project is to see if we can identify the presence of estuarine crocodiles in waterways throughout northern Australia through using environmental DNA.
Hamish Campbell and his team have developed a DNA test that can differentiate between saltwater and freshwater crocodiles. At this stage, it's only being trialled in lab conditions. But fellow researcher Aaliyah Rose hopes it might one day have some practical applications.
The idea is it could be used as a complementary monitoring method where people that are going out spotting or trapping can also take a water sample just to make sure that there's definitely no crocodile there, or potentially there is a crocodile there and maybe they need to keep searching.
This Crocodile Dundee meets CSI concept might sound far-fetched, but Hamish Campbell says the same technology is already being used for other purposes.
We do know from other studies on sawfish, for example, that they can identify them within quite large billabongs, the presence of them using the eDNA technique.
Back on the harbour, ranger Ian Hunt remains sceptical and is happy to continue with the methods already in place.
There's no substitute for actually getting out there and physically being on the waterways and seeing the crocodiles with your own eyes.
Crocodile ranger Ian Hunt ending that report from Jono Gibson.